Foo Fighters
here for you guys.
Mark Becker here in the Rational Revolution. We're sitting down with returning friend Jeff Cabaservis from the Niskanen Center. And we're talking about Iran. And we're talking about what they're trying to accomplish and all that. What are everyday Iranians experiencing right now?
Awfully hard to say. I have not been to Iran myself. It is not one of the countries that I've been to. I've known a number of people who are part of the Persian diaspora. There's actually a part of Los Angeles called Tehrangeles.
Yes.
So populated with people who once upon a time came from that part of the world.
It's a huge country. People don't realize that. It's a big, 90 million people.
It's five times the size of Iraq. And look at the difficulties we had the last time we thought about trying to turn that country into something more friendly toward us. I think there's been very little appreciation on the part of this administration for the practical difficulties involved in what kind of a military operation against this. Like I said at the outset, I have the greatest respect for our military and our troops. I rejoice that we have mostly managed to keep them out of harm's way, that we managed to recover both of those pilots from the F-16 that Iran managed to shoot down. It's been a wonderful performance, and frankly, in some ways, heartening to see that Iran's Russia and China supplied air defenses have actually proved largely ineffective against our military. But again, the fact that the United States has the world's most powerful military does not mean that we are all powerful. And even at a time in the wake of World War II, when we were, unarguably the world's greatest military power by a long shot, because so much of the world was just prostrate after the destruction of World War II. Even then, at a moment of relatively greater power, we understood that we needed allies, that we simply were incapable of maintaining the kind of global order we wanted to see without assistance and cooperation with our friends. And that memory has been lost with the loss, I think, of the generation that actually remembered World War II. And we're now seeing what happens when you forget the lessons of history.
Yeah, it's wild. And I think, this week, President Trump put out, I think, probably one of the most incendiary statements that an American president has ever done, threatening to kill an entire civilization of people. Could this spiral into something much more dangerous, a regional conflict with other people that are involved? I mean, it's just all, thinking, because they're potentially going to be meeting in Pakistan and we're for peace talks, but then we're also lobbing missiles at each other. And oh my God.
I think it's worth remembering here that there could have been much worse outcomes than what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of loss of our troops, but in terms of a regional conflagration that so far has not broken out on the scale that it could have. But Donald Trump's statement, condemned by the Pope, among others, really did suggest the possibility of nuclear war. And this, again, this kind of global saber rattling in pursuit of an absolutely incoherent plan, alarms the rest of the world and makes us seem unfit for global leadership. And it also makes China seem, by comparison, the moderate and stable global power. And you're starting to see, real world effects of this, in that China is being credited for brokering this peace along with Pakistan, and increasing numbers of citizens in countries that historically have been among our greatest allies are now saying that they trust China more than they trust us. And this is really something I did not expect to see in my lifetime.
No, me neither. And there was, I forget who, what interview I saw of a podcast that, an ex-ambassador was talking about how since COVID, China has really opened up to the entire rest of the world to both try to bolster its leadership standing on the world stage, but then also kind of rebrand itself as the new up and coming for tech and for innovation and for all the, for where businesses should be. And if they're taking credit for brokering whatever peace deal that is here, that's dangerous stuff, really.
Yeah, well, we're certainly giving them the ammunition they need to make their case. And, you know, I think that we are in something very much resembling a Cold War with China. Hopefully it never becomes a shooting war. But, you know, the fact is that they believe that they are on a path to global predominance because they plan to master the forthcoming suite of technologies around artificial intelligence. Mm. And they think this will give them the kind of dominant position that was enjoyed by the by Great Britain around the Industrial Revolution and those technologies that Britain was the first to gain mastery over. So yeah, it's a possible inflection point in world history. And I do not believe that a world dominated by the Chinese would be a better world than one in which we are the dominant power.
Oh my God. No, I don't think that would be at all. That would, no. Yeah. And to think that would happen in our lifetimes is beyond the pale, man. Like, I don't know. That's something, you know, you think of back in learning history class in high school and all this, like to think of the United States is not the global leader in power, and the president is not the leader of the free world. It's something that it's not good. It's not good at all.
Not good. Not good. I mean, you know, to some extent, we're spinning out bad case scenarios here, maybe not worst case scenarios. Yeah. And it's possible that this country can recover from the damage that's been done in this last year of Donald Trump. But, you know, we've still got to get 2.5 years through 2.5 years of Trump. And who knows what's going to happen over the course of this time.
Right. And we're going to talk about that in our next segment with Jeff Kebaservice here from the Discanon Center. We're going to talk about how do we regain our position on the world stage and what has to happen in order for us to get there. And is this the worst case scenario, which is glad to say that it's not. We'll finish that discussion here with Jeff Kebaservice coming up next here on The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.